Gemara says, "Hod the Rama Abaye, then Abaye says, no, lav milsi." That's not pshat over here. No, like we said before, is good. Hod the Rama Abaye, lav milsi the Yamri. Why? These fakadat, if you want to think and tell me that the mokem shein kreis fink subaskinan, that this mishnah that says if she takes out a get, she has a right to collect the ksuba from the husband, is only talking about in a place when the minig was not to write a ksuba. So then we say the shtar is the shtar ksuba also. But you want to tell me avol b'mokem shekaisin ksuba, but in a place where the minig is like today, where everybody writes up a ksuba, then you want to tell me the din will be different. And then in a kita ksuba govi, if she comes with a ksuba, then Bezin says, okay, listen, you husband, you have to pay the ksuba. But Eloi, if she doesn't come with a ksuba, she only has her get, then legviya, then she doesn't collect. And we don't say this svar of atoyinacha maisa Bezin's loya maklum. No, since the maisa she doesn't have a shtar, so then the husband is never to say, I paid you up. If you tell me that's the pshat, if so, alamon no min erisin. In the case where they get married, and amona they get married, and amona's suba is $100. And let's say her second husband died min erisin, after erisin, before they made the suyin. But my gviya, how does she collect her suba? Because vice versa, the minik, even in a mokum, where they write down the ksuba, they only write the ksuba after Nisuyin. But before Nisuyin, by Erisin, they don't write down the ksuba yet. And so in such a case, how could the Arusia, how could she collect her ksuba? Rashi says, Lav nilsi di armi du mokum shakais fin shtak ksuba yokalita prati. Tim Kain, if so, if the husband is never to say prati, almonim in Erisin. The yapa mokum shakais fin and kaisim in Erisin. Even in a place when they do write up a ksuba, like in the Gemara's times, they used to make Erisin Kedushin first, and they first made the Suyin 12 months later. So if the husband died in between these 12 months, he has to pay his wife a ksuba. But then they didn't write up a ksuba though yet. They only wrote the ksuba after the Suyin. So if the husband is them to say prati, how would she ever collect the ksuba? So Gemara says, true, I'll tell you, b'yede misas. B'yede misas bao. How does she collect only when she has eidim that her husband died? If so, let the Yorshim say, my father paid up already. If you're going to tell me that Acha Maisa Bezdin, you could taina, so how could the Amon here ever collect Hoksuba, Lechura, the Yorshim will say, my father paid up already. Maybe you'll tell me, oh, now that's the Yoshim. Chitayim ahochinami. Enechnam esal lochataka. That an arusa min anamona min erisin, maybe she come out will be very hot for the collecting suba. For the Gemara came if so, mahu ilu chachom metaknoslam. The rachom made a takona. And Rashi says, she tiknuk suba li arusa. Well, they have kill yitta prati. Like when the chom go and do something, they always do a good job. The chom don't sound play around. The chom do a good job. So what kind of good job did the chom do over here? Like the chur, if the lachur is, there'll be every amon here. They could always tie it to say parati, the yorshim could say parati, she's not going to get a ksuba. So what's the good job over here? Omalei makshisha b'reid rav chizda rav ashi. First of all, the almonim in erison, the istlek ksuba min olon. Who told you this whole yisoid? Who told you an almonim in erison? In a case where they didn't even make nisuyin yet, they only made kedushin. And then the husband died, she's an amona now. Who says she gets a ksuba? Maybe an echnami. Maybe in such a case, the rabbana will not masakin a ksuba. Maybe the rabbana won't masakin a ksuba to be paid up if they have nesuyin. But maybe they only had erison, they didn't make nesuyin yet. Who said b'chol they made a takona for the ksuba that yeskin yakasha? Where was the takona if the husband could always say parati? Maybe an echnami. Maybe there's no takona that she gets a ksuba altogether. Elam, if you want to tell me, mihor detanan. From this time we learned the mishnah in ksubis. That the Gemara says there, Nisar Malo Oynizgarsha, if an Isha becomes an Amona, her husband dies. Oynizgarsha, or else an Isha that receives a get. It says clearly, Bein Min Erisin, whether they only had Kedushin so far, they didn't make Nisuyin yet, or Bein Min Anisuyin, whether they already made Nisuyin, and then the husband dies and gives a get. The Lachar in both cases are Goyver Sakil. She has a right to collect everything. So here we see clearly that an Amona, in a case where the husband dies, even though they only had erisin, she has the right to collect the ksuba. So she has the right to collect the ksuba. How come? Like the husband should be able, the yorshim of the husband should be able to say, parati, if you hold hatoy nachamai sebeznes omaklum. So what's the big takon of the rabbanon to pay a ksuba? She never collected. Sumara says, enechnami, dil mahechi dikosavlo. The ik, that halacha there, when it says that she collects the ksuba is only if the husband wrote her a ksuba before Nisuyin and Echanami. Like, if the husband doesn't write a ksuba like normally they don't, she doesn't have a right to collect it in Echanami. Just if the husband went ahead and wrote up a ksuba and Echanami, then she'll collect it because she has the ksuba. The chit time, if you want to tell me if they're talking about the she has the ksuba, so mala meimra, what do you have to tell me? Them shita. Like, if the amona has the ksuba, of course she could collect. So Mar says still the chiddush is liyafuki mid Reb Loza ben Azaya. The teacher is not like Reb Loza ben Azaya. The yom of the Reb Loza ben Azaya says a story like this: shelo kosa v'lo elo amanas lekainsa. Loza ben Azaya says even if a husband writes up a ksuba for his wife b'shas erusin before nisuyin, he only means to give over to be mechayiv himself to pay the ksuba if they have nisuyin. Even though he wrote it before Nisuyin, he only meant to, I'm writing you the shtar now, that later when we make Nisuyin, then I'll have a chiyuv to pay you up the ksuba. But not before. That's the chiddush kamashma, not like that. The chiddush is no. Yeah. Is this I have to tell me, not like him, that is saying a case where the husband wrote up the ksuba to his wife, b'shat erisin, halacha, she has a right to collect everything. And we don't sell like a blood of an azayah. So Rashi says, like, cost of less atasis. It could be the Taisus that the Kiddush is. No, Reb ben Azaya agrees. The actual $100 or $200, that taka could be chal as soon as he writes it up. But when you write up a ksuba, usually you add extra money off. You make a Taisus ksuba. The extra money, the husband is mechayiv himself if he'll have to pay up the ksuba. So Reb ben Azaya says the extra money that the husband is writing in the ksuba, he only means to be mechayiv himself to pay up if they make nisuyin. So here, this Mishnah says not like that. Here the Mishnah says that Nesamon is Garsha, even in Erisin, it says, Goybeth HaKoyl. She has a right to collect everything. What's called HaKoyl? HaKoyl means not only the actual 200 or 100 of the Ksuba, but even the Taisvis. Even what the husband added on more than the actual Chiyuk Ksuba, also she has the right to collect. So that's the Chiddush over here. That where the husband wrote the Ksuba after Erisin before Nesuyin, even though it's before Nesuyin, still she has a right to collect everything, even the Taisvis. Not like Reb Loza ben Azaya. That's the Chiddush. Then Echnami, it's only when she has a ksuba. But it could be if she doesn't have a ksuba, and Echnami, then she cannot collect. So therefore, so we don't have a clear proof yet to his first halacha, that what Reb Chiya bar Avin wanted to say, him Reb Yechanan, to say, Atoy Nachamai Zabez, Leom Akum, we don't have a proof of that yet. Mar says, they can bring a proof over here also, Rashi says, the cost of Leimari, that here the Mishnah ksuba is talking about where the husband wrote a ksuba. I'll bring you a proof of this. Diktoni says, Goyves HaKoyol. She has a right to collect everything, even the Taisus. So now, Iyam with Bishleim with the cost of law, if we're talking about that she has the ksuba in front of her hands, she's holding on to a ksuba, Hainu the Kotoni, Goyves HaKoyol. That's why it's good now. When she comes to Bezdin, she collects everything, because she has a ksuba telling her filly how much money the husband of the Yerushimoa. El Iyamrit, if you want to tell me, El Iyamrit, to Loi Kosovo, we're talking about no, where she doesn't have a ksuba. Just to get is a proof. Or else the Eidim Nisa, once the Eidim say her husband dies, that's the proof that she can collect. And so, my Goyves HaKoyol, what do you mean she collects everything? Mono Messiah Mudi Yisle, that's all. All she could get at most is either 100 if she was an Amona, or a Messiah if she was a Psula. But not more, because there's no ksuba in front of us, so what kind of tesis is there? The Rashi says, Miachash Lehisni Mo Klum Maya tesis. If there's no ksuba involved, they don't write up a ksuba, so there's no tesis involved. So the Chura is a clear proof that Mishnah is talking about where she does have a ksuba. So you have no proof to our shadow then. In a case where there's no ksuba in Echnami, maybe the husband is never to say, Parati, we have no proof. And also from here, there's no proof to say also that there's a takana that an amona gets a ksuba in Erisin. We have no proof from here. Here we're talking about where the husband wrote up a ksuba. But the mokum where they do not write up a ksuba in Echnami, maybe the amona does not collect the ksuba in Erisin. You have no proof yet. So I'll bring you proof from here. The Ella Midatoni Rav Chiya Barami. Ishto Yarusa. If you have your wife, that you only made Kedushin, you only made Erisin, you didn't make the suin yet. Halacha is Loy Oinin. Let's say he's a kayin, and then she dies, so Loy Oinin, you're not an Oinin over her. Rashi says, Eina Ninis Chalalov Liister Achilus Kochim. Like this, a kohen, when he's an oinin, he can't eat kachim. So if the husband's a kohen and his wife, the only had kedushin, not nesuyin, he doesn't have a din oinin on him. V'loy metamalo, he's not allowed to bury her. Like this, if after nesuyin and your wife dies, the kohen's allowed to bury his wife. But if the only made erisin, he can't bury his wife. V'chein he the opposite way also. V'chein he she loy anenis. She doesn't come an oinin over her husband. Therefore, she's a bas kohen now, she's allowed to eat truma. V'loy metame loy. And she does not be metame tim. Rashi says, lav mishum kuna kama. Not because she's a bas koyin. Because a bas koyin is not to be metame herself. She just means to say, lein is kuku letame loy. She doesn't have to bury him. The nechiv is not chal. Rashi says, she mitzvah sasek b'shiva meisei mitzvah murim b'pashas tziv lo yitame v'tanya lo yitame mitzvah. We don't force him.
Yeah.
Therefore, we don't have to force him. She doesn't have to. Now, Mesa, let's say she dies. If your wife, that's only in Arusa, only after Kedushin dies, Eina Yorsha. You don't Yashina. Rashi says, Yerusha Sabah Naklon. That is the Alochim derives the husband Yashin's his wife. That's in the Pasuk of Mishayro Yakorve love. The Mishpachtoi. The Yorashoisoi. And we dashin, Osheira means after Nisuyin. If you only had Kedushin, she's not called Sheira yet, so the husband doesn't Yashin his wife only after Kedushin. Nesu, let's say the husband dies after Erisin, Goyba Ksubasai. It says clearly here, the Almana collects the Ksuba, even though it was only in Erisin. Gemara says again, no, Dilma the Kosovo, here also, maybe the Ksuba was written. Maybe here somewhere the husband wrote her Ksuba. The Chitain, if you're going to tell me again, the Kosovo, Maila Memra. If we're talking about that the husband wrote her a Beferish Ksuba, so what's the Chiddush that she collects it? Of course she collects it. The Gemara says, Mesa, in the time of the other parts of the Kedushin. Mesa, when your wife dies, after Kedushin, Eina Yosha, Itzrach, that's the Kiddush. Then the Chanami, it could be that she collects the Ksuba is only in a case where the husband wrote her a Ksuba. But the Mokim, the husband, did not write a Ksuba, maybe there's no Takana that in Erisin she gets a Ksuba. So again, we have no proof.
Therefore, the Gemara says, "Ela rather Abaya migufa de mastisa kahadebe." Abaya himself chains around his pshat from the gufa of the mission itself. Again, like before, we first want to bring the raya. Hitzi get shinchi collects. That's the raya. Turinachamaisa bezin loyam lekulum. So then, Abaya asked the question first. Maybe no. Maybe it's only b'mokim shenkais from suva. But b'mokim shenkais from suva won't be this halacha. Then Abaya changed around from this mission itself. For this mission itself, he said, I have a proof that it can't be talking about only. Because b'mokim shen kais fin ksuva, but b'mokim kais fin ksuva, the Bible will be named to say parati, because if so, it doesn't make sense. Why? Because he says, these sakadai t'chip, you want to tell me, that b'mokim shen kais fin ksuva askinon, we're only talking about in a place that people do not write up ksuvas. Therefore, the get hain ksuba, therefore it says that when she comes out with her get, she's never to collect the ksuba, because the get is like the ksuba. More of the question, is this true? Auto get mona masayim ksivdei? In the get itself, does it say anything about $100 or $200? It doesn't say how much money she has the right to collect. So how could you tell me the get itself is like the ksuba? Alright, turn over. So the Mara says, "V'chi tenu, maybe tell me though, but kibun that kinu rabbanu lemigvile, since the rabbanu were misakim but an isha, like in the makam they don't write ksuba, so with the get itself, she has a right to collect the money. So since with the get, that's the takana. Whenever she comes to bezin and shows that she has a get, she has a right to collect the money the ksuba. Maybe that's command ksiv beidami. That's the tip is written inside the get that there's a ksuba." Therefore, maybe we are born, and that's why she has a right to collect with the get. So Mara says no, but litan d'leva prati. If so, why can't the husband say, I paid you up already? If it's only the pshat is that really, the makim shekais fung suba, she's not neman. It's only the makim shekais fung suba. Then the get helps. So if so, even the makim with the get, why can't the husband tie the prati though? If you tell me now that if we're stam meister belton, you could find a prati. So here's the bias proof to say it's not stam medin b'mokam shein kaisung suba, but rather all over, even in b'mokam shein kaisung suba, there's such a locha that the bal is not named to say prati, because the klal is ein toi nasha meister belton klum. Now, the v'chitei maybe you say not like that. The aminu lei I parati I bole lechol lemikrayu. No, you know why here the husband can't say parati, not because it's a maisa bezdin, but maybe because pashat geret, that if it's really true that the husband paid up the ksuba, so the husband should have taken the get and ripped it up. Omelon, and this will say back, no, that's no proof. Le shav kosem, because she doesn't let him rip it up. Omelon, she says back like this. Bina liyan suvibay. Listen, I want to get married soon. So I need to get for proof that I'm really migrashus. So therefore, he pays up the ksuba even though she doesn't give him back the get. So the question is, why isn't the husband then to say parati? To he tell me, maybe you'll tell me, Aninilei, still he said back to her husband, no. Ibor lecholim mikrayu. Really, you should have ripped up this get. Like, if you paid up, then you should have ripped up the get. Get. Your wife says, the ex-wife says she wants a proof that she's in gracious. Or nichtav agabe, we should have written on the back, agabe gita dinan, that we should have wrote back on the back that gita dinan, this get, the karinu that we ripped up, lo mishum de gita psulu, not because it's a get possible. Ela rather ki hechad letikvu bei zin nachriti. The only reason why Bez and us ripped up this get now is in order that you should not be able to use it for another ksuba, to collect a second time. So still, maybe that's the reason why the husband is not member to say parati. Not because it's a Maisa Bezdin, but the reason why it's not Neman is because otherwise he should have ripped up the get. So Mara says no. Oto kode migvei bedina migvei. Every time an isha collects the ksuba, is it always done in Bezdin? In other words, sometimes the husband will pay rep outside Bezdin. So there's no time, there's no question upon the husband, how come he didn't rip up the get? Because outside Bezdin, the isha will not let him rip up the get, because she wants a proof that she can get married. It's only if it's done in front of Bezdin, then we say Bezdin should write like a mishtar, or on the back of his get, Bezdin should write a proof that you sit in the gracious. So therefore, sometimes the husband pays up the ksuba outside Bezdin. So it's a question. If you say that all over, when you turn Acham Aista Bezdin, you're named to say Prati, so also, why isn't the husband named to say Prati? So this is Rabbi's proof that the reason why the law is when she has a get, she has a right to collect the ksuba, and we do not believe the husband if he says Prati, is because of such a cloud, there's no difference. Whether it's a Malkim Shekais from ksuba, whether it's a Malkim Shekais from ksuba, doesn't make a difference. Because the law is, like we said before, that Hatoya Naicha Meister Bezdin is Leyom Aklum. Whoever complains after a Meister Bezdin like a get, or like a ksuba, or the Indian, the Purim, to pay off the ksuba is like a Meister Bezdin, so that is Chayvis. Through Bezdin, so is Ein Toyin Klum, you have no right to tie the property, so that's why your body was Chayvis. That's why your body also admits now that Lemaisa, you can't tie the property. Now the Mishnah says, Motzah Gita Noshin, if somebody found a get isha in the street, Ras B'Shechuri Yavodim, you find a Shtah Shechra of a Neved Kanani that was freed, Daideki, you find a will in the street, Matana, you find a Shtah Matana, Ruvain gave over Shimon his field for a present, Ras B'Shevrin, you find a receipt, when somebody paid up, a receipt that he paid up, is a Rezel Layachzer. All these different stories, you're not supposed to return to the owner. Shaniyem, because we're afraid to say, maybe ksuvim hoyu, maybe these things true were written up, the Baal wrote up a get, or the Odin wrote up a shtar shukh for Zevid, but v'nim lechaleim shlo litnon, maybe the owner changed his mind not to give it over to Zevid, not to give the present, not to give the get. Therefore, since there's a reyesa that the shtar was lost, therefore we're afraid, and we don't give it, return it. So Mara says, Taima, what's the reason of the Mishnah why we don't return it? The Nimlach Shlom Litan, only because we're afraid, like maybe the husband decided not to give the get. Ho'omatunu, Bamashpa, for yes, the husband, and he says, no, I still want to give her a get. So even though he lost the get in between, and now somebody finds it, you give it back to the husband, and he has a right to use this get. Nice thing, we do use the get. Fiafidu is man merubi, even in a long time. So this Gemara is a question, the Rimino have a question about this. We have a Gemara in Gittin that says, Hamei v'get, if a shliach is bringing a get, v'yavad himenu, and he loses the get. So it depends. Motzali alter, if the shliach finds the get right away, kosher, then he's allowed to use his get. But if in lav, if he doesn't find the get right away, possibly can't use his get. Why? Because we're afraid maybe it's somebody else's get? So, Rashi says, Motzliyat, Osman Farish Kadesh, Yatava Shiyor, it means how long a caravan will pass by. But we wait longer than that, we're afraid maybe it's somebody else's get. So even though the husband says not to give it, still we can't give it. And now Mishnah Smash, only because we're afraid he doesn't want to give it. But if he says yes, we would use it. So my answer is, I'm a rabbi, it's a tail like Kash, there's no theory here. Kan Bemokim Shashiyoris Mitsuyois, Kan Bemokim Shein Hashiyoris Mitsuyois. Our Mishnah is only talking about a place where caravans don't travel there. There's not shchiach for other people to be there. So therefore, you lost the get. So now, if they find it, and the husband says, yes, I want to use this get, we would use the get, and we're not afraid maybe it fell from somebody else. Over there in the Gemara Gittin, that's mashma, if the shliach loses the get, and he finds it a little bit later, he can't use it. That's b'mokim sheyorish mitzuyas. That's b'mokim that people travel a lot there, therefore afraid maybe somebody else lost his get, and the get you found now is somebody else's get. So you can't use it, it wasn't written l'shmo. Now the Gemara answers that you should know. The Gemara says later, "V'afilu b'makom shashiyaros metzuyis." Even in a place where people travel a lot, still, for who shuruchzik shnei yoser ben shim birachas. That's what the Gemara in Gittin says, that the shliach finds the get a little bit later, he can't use it. That's also only providing that the person in this shtar, his name, let's say, was Yeser ben Shimon, we know that there was also another person, Yeser ben Shimon, in this city. So therefore, we're afraid that maybe the get that you lost is lost, and the get that you found now is a new get that that person wrote. But in the case that there are no two people that we know about in the city, then we're not afraid, even though you lose it in a place where a lot of people are there, still, since it has the names that you know about, you're allowed to use this get. And the Gemara says, if you're not going to say like this, then I'll tell you, Kasha the Rabba, have a steering Rabba. The Yehugiti, there was a get. The Ishtakach, Bedina the Rafuna. That was found by the Bezdin of Rafuna. To have a gita, the who gita, the have a kosabe was written inside it, the names of the people, and it was written that the person lived the shviri mosa the arachas nora in this city shviri on the river of rachas. The Rambam Rafuna said you should know chayshina lishnei shviri that if a person lost the get there and then they found it a little bit later, were afraid maybe it was somebody else's get. Therefore, the get is no good. So Rashi says, "Afa pisha bo echad lefaneinu v'yama mimeni nofel fell for me." Still, we're afraid to say maybe it's somebody else. Now, v'yama lo yachizu v'chidu said l'rabba, "Puk ayin bo, look into this halacha. Make sure you're right." To Yehuda, because at night time, boy menach Rafuna. Rafuna asked you this question. Nofel, he went out dark and he found the dark. He looked v'yashkech and he found like this. The Tanan, we learned like this. Kol ma'isa bezna reza yachzer. Any ma'isa bezna, he's supposed to return. So that's what Rabbi Paschal over here. That even though there was a name written on it, the city Shira, that somebody said we're afraid maybe there are two cities, he said no. Rabbi said you're allowed to return the shtar. So the question is why? For her Beidim, the shtar, this get was found by the Bezdin of Rav Huna. So Mori asked the question, for her Beidim, the Rav Huna, by the Bezdin of Rav Huna, the Chimokim Shashiyarot Smutsuyiz Dami, it's like a place that people travel by there. So Mokum, everybody goes in the Bezdin. And still, the Kaposhet Rabbi the Achzer. Rabbi still says, even though you lost your shtar, get there. Later, when somebody finds it, even later, you're allowed to use it. So the question is why? Since the Shiur Samitsui is there, why are we afraid maybe fell for somebody else? Alma, what do we see? That's only Ihuk Sekushna Yesu Ben Shimonin. If we know there's another person in the city with the same name as you, then we're afraid maybe it's his get that you're finding now. But Ilai, if we do not know that there are two people in the city with the same name, then we're not afraid it's his get. Therefore, even though you lost your get in the place a lot of people travel, if you find it even later, and it has your names on it, you're not allowed to use it. It's only the Mokum where you know for sure there are two people with the same name, then we're afraid maybe the other person lost it, then it's really his get. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding up Yud Ches on the base. Again, Lamar just answered it wasn't this, otherwise it would have zero on Rabba and Rabba. We just said, he said that when are we Cheshish, not to give back a get that maybe it fell from somebody else, only when we have two problems involved. When it's a Sheyorah Mitzuya, when it's a Mokum that people go there, and also when it's Hulksak, Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, when we know for sure there are two people in the same city. That last Gemara again was, that the Yisrael of the Kash was, that the Rabbis, the case was, the Hugit the Shaka Bedin of Rav Huna, that they found the get by the Desna of Rav Huna, and that the Kostad Bey was written there, Bishyuri Mosad the Arachas Nora,